Yeah, I guess first, Coach Washburn was talking yesterday about going one day at a time in the second semester. Obviously, if you have more one game sets and series, in the spring semester, and obviously the Beanpot and the playoffs and stuff. Like, how is the preparation different for one game sets as opposed to a series?
Not really different. I mean, the girls are still preparing for practice tomorrow, so I mean, our whole mindset is obviously one game at a time, and I mean, they prepared. They came back in shape, and their
Yeah.
preparation showed today for sure.
Do you think that there was any extra motivation? Because obviously, Holy Cross beat you guys in the tournament last year.
Yeah, didn't think you were gonna bring that up. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely extra motivation. I know it's been a big point of emphasis that we're not going to be pushed around by any team that we play. And so I think for us, it was just more so showing them that the first semester wasn't a fluke. So we're going to just keep it rolling.
Yeah. What impressed me most about that performance today?
The body contact for sure. Obviously, a few penalties out of it, but rather there
Yeah.
be more contact than no contact at all. So, I mean, I think the girls really embrace that. That's one thing that we worked on and emphasized this week in practice, just getting them back into the flow of everything. But yeah, that was great.
Is that body contact going to be more important in games like the Bean Pot and then obviously, the hockey's tournament, stuff like that?
I mean, I think it's important in every single game. If you don't have
Yeah.
contact, you don't really have anything. The girls have been obviously really focusing on that, but they also just buy into our habits in general. So whether it's
Yeah.
stopping and starting, reloading, starting in the net, moving out from there, coming up as a unit, I think
Yeah.
they've really bought into all of it.
Have you as a staff kind of wanted Christina to shoot the puck more? Obviously, she has so many assists, but not a goal yet. Have you wanted her to kind of focus on, shooting more?
I love that you asked this question because we were all cheering on the bench. Yes, we
Yeah.
have told her, and she has been working on it. It's funny because she obviously has a pass first mentality and she's really good at it, but she
Yeah.
does have a really good shot. So I don't think you watched it today, but just her one T, she's able to shoot off passes. She's a very skilled forward in general. But yeah, we definitely want to shoot more.
Yeah, and then Riley Wallace, obviously she kind of won the game for you guys against Maine with a deflection, and then she's a really kind of, I guess, like right place, right time goal today. Like, what do you think has made her so important for you guys this year?
She had that skill set before she even came to us. So I guess we're
Yeah.
pretty lucky that we get to capitalize off of her now. But she's always been really good in front of the net. She's good at
Yeah.
reading where it's going to come off rebound. She's good at boxing out the puck. She's
Yeah.
just good at battling in front and then obviously sticking in the back. So yeah, she's got a great skill set for that. And she's just even better player all around too.
I think her and Law have been, on the same line, I think 3 games in a row. Like, do you like anything especially about them two together?
I think we've just been trying different things with different
Yeah.
people. I mean, obviously we had the Princeton game, then we went to Maine. So now starting in the new year, we wanted to
Yeah.
keep some things that worked, but also change around a few lines. We
Yeah.
definitely like them together and who knows, maybe they'll stay together, maybe they won't. But I
Yeah.
work with the defense, so you'll have to
Yeah,
ask Washi
yeah.
that one.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of the defense, I mean, the penalty kill, obviously, 7 penalty kills is pretty insane. Just what was going so right on the penalty kill today?
We just stuck to what we were supposed to do. We stuck to our game plan. I think we know our triggers. We know when to go, know to use contact, and then community clears all in.
What was your game plan on the penalty kill against them?
The things that I just said, but
Okay,
the big things,
yeah.
obviously, contact piece, having the next person
Yeah.
in there, being able to read off of what they're doing. If they dump it in, that's when we go. So I think they do a really good job. They've n done it all year long. Maybe a few slip ups here and there, but for the most part, we've stayed true to it.
I mean, I forgive me, this is probably an obvious answer, but Tara was talking a lot about just like, the players kept their bodies in shape over the break and stuff. Just like, how important is just being physically in shape, especially over a 29-day break, I think it was.
Yeah, they knew they were gonna have a little bit of testing whenever they got back, so I guess that helps push them a little bit
Yeah.
more. But this team also
Yeah.
knows that we can win and we can do great things this year together as this unit. And they know that maybe it only happens one time or chemistry is not the same every single year, so they want to take advantage of it while they can.
All right, that's all I got for you, Coach. Thank you so much.
Perfect, thank you.